Hey, chevra, so the Shavuot is coming. Let's just review once again the halachot of staying up all night. First of all, you should know that it is a custom, a strong custom, the Jewish people to stay up all night learning Torah on the night of Shavuot, based on the Arizal. And this is a minhag of the Jewish people to fix the fact that the Jewish people went to sleep that first Shavuot night. With that said, if you know you're going to be sleeping through Shacharis, because you're learning all night, or if you know you're not really going to be learning much at night because you can't function late at night, many poskim say it'd be better to just learn a lot during the day of Shavuos and daven a normal shacharit with kavanah as opposed to sleeping through shacharis. But we will try our best, most of us at least, to do an all-nighter, learn without interruptions, and daven a shacharis with kavanah. So what do we do in that situation when we do an all-nighter in terms of the brachot? So we'll start with the Birchot HaShachar. You can say all of the Birchot HaShachar, even if you did an all-nighter, their general thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regardless of whether you slept all night, except that there is a Bracha of HaMavir Sheina, which is specifically talking about sleep, and similarly, Elokai Neshama is specifically talking about the fact that Hashem is returning you your soul. Now, when you stayed up all night, it's not so clear that you got your soul back. And so it's ideal to hear those brachot from someone else. If there's no one else around, then you can probably just say it on your own, because most posts can say it's fine, but we always try to get somebody who did sleep for a half hour to say those brachot for us. Anoten le'ev koch. Also, we have him say for us, although technically you really could say anoten le'ev koch, because it's really just about, in general, having strength and not specifically related to sleep, yeah?
Get there in a second.
Okay, good. Next question. Tzitzis and talis. So again, what we try to do, because it's unclear whether you're chayav to make a new bracha if you never took off your tzitzis at night, we'll try to hear it from someone who did sleep. When he says his bracha on his talis, he will have in mind tzitzis. You will answer amen, and that counts for your tzitzis. Some machlokas. Some say you can say a bracha and just wiggle your tzitzis. Some say you can't. This way you get out of the suffix situation. Similarly, when it comes to netilat yadayim, you definitely have to wash your hands. The question is, do you say a bracha? Because there's one opinion that netilat yadayim is upon being a new creature in the morning, specifically after waking up. And there's another opinion that no, it's just to prepare yourself for tefillah. Because the machlokas, we're not sure, you wash without a bracha, or what the Mishnah Berurah recommends is you do the bathroom trick. You go to the bathroom, you touch an impure place, and then you have to say netilat yadayim with a bracha, according to everyone. So you go to the bathroom, that would be ideal. And the order is you say netilat yadayim, and then you do asher yatzar. Okay? So that's the bathroom trick the Mishnah Berurah recommends. Finally, birchat ha-Torah. The truth is most poskim say you can say birchat ha-Torah, even if you did an all-nighter. But because we want to be machmir, we try to hear Birchat HaTorah from someone who slept. If there's no one else around, you can say that Birchat HaTorah on your own. Questions?
Is it every time you go to the bathroom, you wash your hands with a bracha, or
just because there's a suffix of that? Just because there's a suffix. And every time you go to the bathroom, you just say Asher Yatzar, no netilat yadayim. There was an opinion discussed of if certain types of going to the bathroom, but we don't paskin that you have to do netilat yadayim. Yeah. Last question? Yeah.
How long is considered a sleep where like you don't have
to... A half hour is generally the sleep.
Any time basically after nighttime, if you've got that half hour?
Yeah, anytime after nighttime. And the truth is, there's even an opinion if you slept in the day beforehand, it could count. That's why some people do that. But certainly during the nighttime. You take a little nap, you're good. Okay? All right.
I'll see you at the